coming up on All Access.
Hey, congrats to you, man.
Let's pick
each other up out there.
Fires down the middle. Gronk has it. Touchdown, Patriots. A dagger for Brady.
Go again. Let's go again.
Ooh, swag.
So, congratulations, AFC's champs. We'll see you Wednesday.
It's a hat and t-shirt, but I mean, it's bigger goals than that. We all know what that is.
You can donate and just hand money over here. But if you're having fun, you can have fun. If you're going to donate, you might as well have fun doing it. And we had a blast.
Body swings the right leg. The kick is blocked. The kick is blocked. And the Patriots celebrate as time expires.
For the last five times we've played them, it's really come down to the final possession or really the final play. That's what we're getting ready for this week.
In beating the Dolphins, the Patriots won their sixth straight AFC East title and 12th in their last 14 years. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Happy holidays to you all. That division championship is just one step to what is hopefully a long and prosperous playoff run. A first-round bye is in their sights. But standing in the way of that is their most heated rival, the New York Jets. We'll discuss the dangers a 3-11 Jets team possess. But before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the division-clinching win over Miami.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go, fellas! Let's go out here and do work. Get out on three. 1, 2, 3, get out.
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Hey, congrats to you, man.
Let's get it now.
He's in the clear to the 40. Harrington is gone. Good ball into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
There you go. Out. There you go. Baby.
Baby. Job.
Shotgun snap to Tannehill. Two-man rush. Here comes a third. Throw down the middle, and it's intercepted by Daron Harmon. He runs it back right to the 45. 35-30. Harmon left sideline 20. Harmon to the 10. Harmon shoved out of bounds at the Miami 7.
Talk about, bro. Keep battling. Keep fighting, all right? It's a good job of coming back.
Inside handoff to Vereen. Bounces it right. Vereen between two defenders. Diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Brady with a lot of time steps into a throw, a deep ball down the left side for Gronkowski. It's knocked in the air and incomplete.
We got to be at our best next half.
Brady takes the snap again under pressure. Tom's going to run it. A pump fake, move to the 15. Brady to the 10. Brady to the 5. Takes out the defender and eventually shoulder out of bounds. LeGarrette runs it left, turns it up inside into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Drop by Tom. Pump right. Fires down the middle. Gronk has it. Touchdown, Patriots. A dagger for Brady.
Let's go again. Let's go again.
Play fake by Brady. Throws it back corner right. Enzo. Nice. Touchdown, Edelman. The Patriots expand their lead. The Patriots, as you hear, are division champions officially.
Congratulations.
Come on, baby.
Jesus.
Huh? Another one. Here we go.
You all right?
I'm good. Yeah.
Great game, baby. Great game.
Great game, Dad. You guys are following me.
Another hat and t-shirt, baby. Ooh, swag. Hey.
All right, fellas, 27-0 second half. That's a talk about finishing. Good job of finishing. All right, so look, this gives us a chance now. Just gives us a chance. Puts us in position. Just gives us a chance. So we still got a long way to go. We got to keep improving. We're going to need to play 60 minutes of good football, not 30 going forward. So congratulations, AFC's champs. We'll see you Wednesday.
You had a lot of success around here, but you can never take it for granted. Every year is a new year. Everybody's gunning for us in the division every year, man. How do we feel about our AFC East championship?
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit and talk with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. Coach, congratulations on yet another AFC East championship. 2 weeks still left in the season, so that's kind of got to be a nice thing for you guys to lock up the division this early.
Well, it was good. It was good to beat Miami, of course, and to take care of the division that way. You know, big game with New York this week, and that'll be a real competitive situation down there. But, you know, it feels good to accomplish one of our goals that we'll be playing in the postseason. We won the division, so I think the team has a lot to be proud of.
Tell two halves last week against Miami. Obviously a one-point game, you know, at the half. Things didn't go the way you wanted in the first half. But you flipped that switch in the second half, you know, 24 points. You set a franchise record for one quarter. How quickly did that happen? And did you felt things taking place as that third quarter went on?
You know, I think the big thing was just the complimentary football that we had. We had a good drive there. Then we had the kickoff. We were able to get a stop, get the ball back, go kick a field goal. Then we had the interception, put the ball in good field position, scored there. And then we stopped them again and were able to Danny handle the short punt and put us on the plus side of the 50. So, you know, if you can score, have good kickoff coverage or touchback them and then get a stop or turnover on defense, you have a chance to go on a little bit of a run. And that's why the kicking game is so important, is to be able to maintain that momentum, or if you're on the flip side of it, be able to make a play that can switch around a little bit. So I thought all of our units just made, you know, consecutive plays one right after another, and ultimately we were able to take advantage of it offensively and score those 24 points.
To be a head coach in this league and to win as many division titles as you have had, you know, two key positions, quarterback, you've pretty much had the same quarterback since you've been here, and two really good kickers. I remember sitting here with you Indy Week, and you called Adam Vinatieri, obviously a Hall of Fame kicker, but, you know, Steve breaks the franchise record last week. And just talk about Steve real quick, and I've talked to you about him before, about how important not only the kicks, the field goals, the points, but, you know, the touchbacks.
Right, and I think that's one thing Steve's really given us is the great ability to create that field position after a score with his touchbacks. He's got a real strong leg. He gets good hang time on the ball. So it's, you know, once again, we're near the top of the league in kickoff coverage. And a big part of that's due to him. And you know, we have some good coverage players, but he certainly helps and gives them a chance. So, you know, his overall production, both on field goals, extra points, kickoffs, and plus what he gives us in the locker room, and even the couple of games where he's had to step in there and punt for us, you know, he's done a good job there too. So he's an athletic guy, handles pressure well, and he's been one of our most dependable and consistent players really ever since he got here his rookie year. And that was a tough situation to step into following Adam in here, but he handled it very smoothly.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Coach will rejoin me later in the show. We talk about the big AFC matchup with the Jets, but more of All Access next.
Coming up on All Access.
Collins on a blitz, chasing Rivers. He's going to get him for the second time tonight.
We sit down with the Patriots' leading tackler, Jamie Collins.
Once you learn the playbook, then you can play fast and, you know, play without a doubt. You know, and that's what I've been doing.
And the Patriots are world champions again.
And later, learn how the Patriots became just the second team in NFL history to accomplish this amazing feat.
Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Most fans scoff at the notion that the Jets pose any real threat to the Patriots this week. But as Dan Loach tells us, Patriots players do not listen to the fans.
It's the 12th division crown for the Pats since 2000. They are AFC East champions again. After downing the Dolphins Sunday, the Patriots captured their sixth straight AFC East crown and 12th in the last 14 seasons for the Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady trio. However, there's still a lot at stake for the Pats, who are a perfect 7-0 at Gillette Stadium this season. With two games left, they're in position to capture the top seed in the AFC, and with that, home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
We're not really thinking about that right now. Our focus is just on playing the Jets and, you know, all that other stuff. A lot of it's out of our control. We just have to focus on playing the Jets.
Amendola makes a spectacular grab, what? And a touchdown for the Patriots!
Next up for the 11-3 Patriots, the 3-11 New York Jets at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey on Sunday. A team that gave the Pats all they could handle in a 27-25 New England win in Week 7. A game that wasn't decided until Chris Jones blocked a field goal as time expired. We know them. They know us. You know, we see each other plenty. So, you know, it's just going to come down to a great week of practice and ultimately who plays better come Sunday. Meanwhile, Rex Ryan's Jets haven't quit despite their poor record. And keep in mind, each of the past three meetings between these two teams have been decided by 3 points or less.
I think we really got to focus on our execution and try to go out there and play good for once. I think that's kind of what we've been talking about is playing our style of football for 60 minutes and see what that looks like, because we haven't done a great job against the Jets doing that.
With his 11th win last week, Bill Belichick is now second in NFL history with 12 11-plus win seasons. The all-time leader, legendary coach Don Shula, the Miami Dolphins. He had 13 11-plus win seasons. Bill Belichick trails by just one. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots linebacker Jamie Collins. And first of all, congratulations on winning the AFC East. Let me ask you this. What does that mean to you? To you personally and to this Patriots football team?
It's a hat and T-shirt, but, I mean, it's bigger goals than that.
Take us through that blocked field goal. How did you do that?
I mean, it's because of the other 10 guys. I mean, it was the scheme.
Yeah, but that was a freakish play. Take me through that play, would you?
I mean, I just did what I was told to do, and it opened up, and I just so happened to jump and hit the ball.
But it's a reach thing.
Yeah, it's a reach thing. Yeah, it's a reach. Yeah.
And only that, it's a timing thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How comfortable are you now that this is year two for you being on this football team? What's your comfort level like?
I'm real comfortable. I mean, the main thing with me was to learn the playbook, mm-hmm. You know, and that's the main thing. Once you learn the playbook, then you can play fast and, you know, play without a doubt. You know, and that's what I've been doing because I know the playbook now. And, you know, I'm just playing fast.
How thick is that playbook and how difficult is it to learn it?
Oh, it's real difficult. I mean, it's real thick. So, I mean, you just, like I said, you just got to put time into it. And once you get it down, then you're good.
Let me ask you this. A couple weeks ago against the Chargers, you wore that green dot on your helmet. How much responsibility is that for you to wear that thing?
It means a lot, but it's just a signal call. You're giving the defensive call, but you still have to go out there and do what you got to do. So, You know, you just got to get a lot of guys lined up, you know.
So it's not just your position. You got to tell everybody, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I got other guys. You know, you get help from some other guys, too. So,
Do you want that responsibility? Do you like it, or would you rather?
I mean, it really doesn't make a big difference to me if I didn't have it, but I mean, because I'm going to do me regardless, mm-hmm. You know. It's just my type of play.
All right, Jamie Collins. Great job, man,
appreciate
as usual. Jamie Collins, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Christian Fourier for this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the holiday season is finally here, so what do the Pats deserve? What should they receive this Christmas? And you can't say something like, win the next two games. It's got to be something specific.
Call me a worrywart, but I'm giving the Patriots titanium knees all around. We're so close, I don't want anything to happen to anyone.
I'm going to keep it simple. The passing game, the running game starts with the offensive line. Wrap up a little more consistent offensive line play, put it under the tree, and hand it to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady so that we don't get a visit from ghosts of Super Bowl pasts when pressure up front has derailed championship hopes.
All right, I think one guy I want to see receive something other than coal in his stocking would be Jonas Gray. I think he's shown some life as of late, and he's off probation, double secret probation. So hopefully he gets to tote the rock a little bit more these last two games. All right, I'm Christian Fourier for this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. Merry New Year!
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Reed joins me now. Coach, we talk about this team you know so well, the New York Jets. All right, last regular season road game for your football team, getting on the road to take on the New York Jets. Clash of two different styles here, and you've won football games a variety of styles this year, and it seems like they want to control that clock and ground and pound. Is that the same offense you look at when you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't stop that, you don't have to worry about anything else. And they do a great job of running the ball. They do a great job of stopping the run. And they're a very explosive team in their return game with Curley and Percy Harvin. So, we've got to do a good job on the line of scrimmage, of winning the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. Try to have the edge in the turnovers and make sure we do a good job in our situational plays with red area and third down, two-minute goal line, things like that. So the third down situation wasn't very good in the first game we played them, and they converted over 50%, so they had the ball for 40-some minutes, and we didn't have much, and so we're just playing too much defense. We're not out there enough offensively, and that's a lot of that's related to third down, which is also related to first and second down in the run game.
I've heard you talk throughout the week how much respect you have for Rex as a coach. When you flip on that tape, how hard – obviously the outcome isn't what the Jets want or what he wants, but how hard do they play for him?
Well, I mean, they've been in more close games than anybody in the league. They've played nine games that have been, down to the final possession, been a close game. So I think that's the way a lot of their games have been. They've, for them, unfortunately, lost more of those than they've won. But, I mean, when you look at the game with 57, 58, 59 minutes into it, I mean, those games can go either way, even the ones that they've won. So other than the Pittsburgh game. But, they played very competitively, and I think that's the way it's been with us for the last five times we've played them. It's really come down to the final possession or really the final play. And so two overtime games. So I'm sure that, that's what we're looking what we're getting ready for this week.
All right, sounds good. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @Jake752. Twitter. You got to get on Twitter, Coach. You talked about it in our earlier conversation. Wants to know about the double stack on a return on punts with Amendola and Edelman. What made you do that? What's the theory, the whole process behind that?
Well, I think number one, when you have two guys back there, it just helps the ball handling situation. And, I'd say with the punters that we're seeing in the league these days, so many of these guys can really change field position with a, 60-plus yard punt. But at the same time, they don't always do that. A lot of those punts are in the 35, 40 range, too, particularly kicking in the kind of conditions that we have up here. So what you don't want is to have a guy have a 40-yard punt and a 20-yard roll, and, you lose a ton of field position just because you can't handle the ball. So ball handling is number one, and we have two good returners with Danny and Julian, two capable ball handlers. So we've tried to take advantage of that a little bit.
All right, good stuff right there from the coach. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you got to do it @Patriots. You can ask him a question, but you got to hashtag it AskBB. Belstrader later, what are you going to look at with those pesky Jets?
Well, they got some good defensive players up front.
All right, sounds good. Looks like the front seven. Sit tight right there. More of All Access right after this, and then later in the show, we got the Belstrader for you.
Coming up on All Access.
see what those shades of gray keep covered.
Patrick Chung and his teammates take up singing for a very good cause.
God blessed us with certain things, and you know, I feel it's our obligation to give back and try to help everyone.
And later, why Coach Belichick says beware when talking about the New York Jets.
They don't have good protection, don't have a chance to step up in the pocket. They can really make it tough on you in a passing game.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
For a generation, New Englanders have grown up only knowing football excellence and seasons ending with the Patriots in the playoffs. Yet history proves in their first three decades, Patriots' success was more unpredictable than inevitable. Then Robert Kraft took over.
My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England.
Since the Super Bowl era, only two franchises can claim winning three Lombardi trophies in 4 years. Dallas was America's team in the 90s.
Cowboys back to back in the house.
The Patriots, the choice of the new millennium. They shocked the world, but not themselves, in defeating St. Louis's greatest show on turf in Super Bowl 36.
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions.
In Houston, they had problems with the Panthers until it was time for a kick from Adam and leave with the hardware.
Kick is good! Kick is good! Adam Vinatieri!
And they matched Dallas's dominance, eclipsing the Eagles to make a dynastic statement.
Fires end zone, caught, touchdown!
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty. They had become the NFL's gold standard, the model franchise, to craft a legacy.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
The phrase, don't give up your day job, probably applies here. Patrick Chung and his wife organized a karaoke event this week, and many of Chung's teammates lent their vocal cords. Boston Children's Hospital was a recipient of their kindness and generosity. If not, their musical prowess.
How good am I at singing?
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man.
The driving force behind this? I think it was a lot of people, man. It was my wife, my mom, my dad, and everybody did music. We feel music's like a stress reliever, and you know, music's just a huge part of, it could be a huge part of people's lives. And we decided to just, you know, have it going, and people love music. People like to sing sometimes, whether it's in the shower, but now it's on stage, and you guys have a little fun doing it.
I think he chose this kind of event because, one, it's because of his musical background, too, and I also think that he also, like I said, he likes to help. He is a little guy. Well, he's not that little, but he has a massive heart. You know, he is a giver, and he really likes to please. And I think this makes him very, very happy. You know, his eyes are all lit up whenever he speaks about his charity.
Come on, come on. Don't be shy. I don't know why you're shy. You already sang.
Was fun. I mean, you can donate and just hand money over here, but if you're having fun, you can have fun. If you're gonna donate, you might as well have fun doing it. And we had a blast as old times event, so you know, gotta keep it going. And hopefully, it's the same result here. Music is important in my life.
I just like music, and my mom was a singer. My dad was a producer, so music's always been around my whole family as long as I've been living. So, it kind of just got hammered into me a little bit.
You're too girly, girly. You just a flash in front of the world.
So in our household, it was pretty much more music and sports. It's all we did. We watched soccer, and it was always a happy home, and I always turned up the music. Christmas comes around, we'll all get together and sing, and my kids really do like that. I made up my own words. I sing, Santa baby, I wrote this song just for you. Hey, Santa baby. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you.
I just want to say thank you for everyone coming out, man, supporting the kids.
It's important to do these charitable events, man, because we got to give back, man. You guys cheer for us. We play for you.
We're going to see you. Thank you for coming, man. Thanks for having us.
It's given in his charitable ways, I think. It's from his upbringing, I think. That's kind of what my family is like. If there's somebody out there that needs help, if we can afford to do it, we're going to do it.
God blessed us with certain things, and I feel it's obligation to give back and try to help everyone.
Yeah, I understand.
So what would my mom say about my singing? She's 1,000 times better singer than I am, so she'd probably say you're not very good. So
no, that's not true, because I have heard him. I've heard some of the songs that he has done and some of the songs he has penned, and I will say, well, you probably want to change that, you want to take that out. But listening to him, his vocals, I think with some voice training, he could be awesome.
It's about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. Dead presidents, the carpet's vacant. I must be doing something.
Can't see what those shades of gray keep covered.
I do think events like this helping team building, man. You got to just hang out, man. Stop thinking about football. Stop thinking about the playbook. You stop thinking about, what happened this game, this play. You just kind of get to let it loose, man. Just have fun and just be yourself. Be yourself a little bit.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. What's up, Jorge? Got
hey,
that
what's
shave?
Up, though? Hey. I'm good, man. I'm good. Okay, we're wearing the same type of shirt.
Well, that's how we roll.
Purple Gingham. Yeah, let's go. Come on, Jets week.
What do you got for the Jets, pass rush-wise?
They're going to try and get after Brady, right? And Rex Ryan's going to throw the kitchen sink at this guy, and they got to hit him. They got to make him nervous. They got to get him on the ground.
They get some big names. Wilkinson, Pace, Harris, go right across the board.
Yep.
Copels, and that's a guy. We're picking that whole Hightower Chandler Jones draft, pick five spots ahead of Chandler Jones. Now, anchor in the middle.
Yes.
So you're the center. You beat a stork. I'll be Conley on the left side.
Let me undo this.
So where they're going to be worried, and what do they want to do? They got to hit Brady, right?
You got to do quick sets. No deep sets, no seven-step drops, right? Get rid of the football just like they did against Detroit.
So you're on the road. You're making the calls. I'm looking in at you. And it's
hey,
really
he's the mic.
Making sure this guy's right here next to me. So it's that quick step punch stuff. You're punching up the middle. We're not going to get caught in one guy going this way, and I'm coming across here to block him. You're going that way. It's about staying steady. Here I go. I'm on the right side.
Here's the thing. So if you are going to step, here's the real key, right? So if you take a step back, they do pull a stunt. You can't turn your shoulders, right? You got to stay square, because eventually if one guy leaves, another guy's coming right back. You got to be ready for him.
So, okay, we are going to New York City, so we got a little bit of Christmas music next week, Christmas holidays. Give me a beat. It's Christmas time in Harlem, Queens. Mom's in the kitchen cooking collard greens. Rice and pudding, mac and cheese. I'm looking for the presents underneath the tree.
The Patriots will prepare for their final road game of the regular season as they get ready to face the New York Jets at the Meadowlands. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. The Patriots may have clinched the division, but there's still more to be done. They could also earn a first-round playoff bye with a win on Sunday. And the Jets pounded the Patriots on the ground in their last meeting, but with the addition of Alan Branch and now with Silver Saliga back for the Pats, Can the Patriots' defense stop their 1-2 punch of Chris Ivory and Chris Johnson? The Patriots are also averaging the most points per game out of any team in the NFL. That being said, though, can they continue to do that against a tough defense that will be playing their final home game of the year? That will do it for the storylines this week. Now let's get to our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
9 weeks ago, the Jets gave the Patriots all they could handle, lining up for a potential game-winning field goal at the buzzer. A Chris Jones block was the difference between winning and losing.
It's going to be a different game. It's always a tough battle, you know, against this team, against a good quarterback and, you know, a really good defense. So, you know, we got to be prepared, and we will.
Scott Zolak and Bill Belichick are standing by to break down this week's matchup. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Coach rejoins me now on the show. Coach, Jets up front. A lot of high-end talent in the front seven.
Yeah, there sure is. There's a lot of tough guys to block, and we're going to have to do a good job both the running game and the passing game. This is Copels out here on the edge, number 98. You can see his acceleration, you know, past the tackle there. These guys really do a good job of rushing the passer, stopping the run. They're a very strong, powerful, and active group. If they don't have good protection, don't have a chance to step up in the pocket, they can really make it tough on you in the passing game.
Copels is a guy picked highly. I mean, you guys had High Tyron Jones in that first round. He came out that same year ahead of Chandler, right?
Yeah, let's just take a look at who we have here. So this is Copels at right end on our left side. Richardson, number one pick last year. It's a three technique. Bateman's the number one draft pick in Houston with the Texans. Calvin Pace, number one draft pick at Arizona. And then we have Wilkinson, number 96, who's not in here on this play. But, you know, that's a lot of high talent there. They're very good. They're active. They're powerful. And, again, this is kind of a look at it from, you know, what the quarterback sees.
It's a lot of fun for a quarterback when he gets blocked
picture.
This way.
Yeah.
Plus the backside tackle who gets the quarterback thrown into him. All right, moving on here.
Yep, so just, you know, kind of more of the same against Minnesota. This time, Bateman's on the outside. He comes crashing down in there, breaks the pocket. This is Richardson wrapping around. Richardson's having a, you know, big year for him. Copels has really come on. It's a tough group to block. You know, they get the Vikings for a safety there. Just got to do a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage and obviously not getting into a game where we're throwing the ball too many times and letting these guys tee off on the pass rush. But they're very powerful. They come down there and, you know, break the pocket, get into the middle of the pocket, penetrate in there, and then that just makes it a lot easier for the edge guys.
And that's how you guys have gotten pressure, too, over the last several weeks, running some of those games backside with airs. And,
right.
You know, it's Chris Jones. All right, Coach, now we have Pittsburgh here down inside the red zone.
Right, this is a big turnover the Jets got in the Steeler game. This is the corner Marcus Williams that they picked up, number 22, about 6 weeks ago. Jarrett here in the end zone, but you know, Williams does a good job here, sitting right there on the goal line. Jumps in there, gets his hand on that curl route, ball gets tipped up in the air, and Jarrett intercepts it. And this is a big win for him a couple weeks back against the Steelers, who is obviously a good football team, but they really shut him down. So there's nothing more important for us than taking care of the football. And then we've got to be physical with that defensive front.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Doesn't look like a trap game to me. Good luck against the Jets.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access back right after the break.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We good?
You ready to go shopping?
We all good.
All right. Got to start.
Earlier this week, the Patriots put some holiday smiles on area children's faces.
I like that. All right, cool.
It was all part of the Gifts from the Gridiron program.
Trying to find something pink or purple over here.
as the Patriots Charitable Foundation teamed up with Vince Wilfork and Bass Pro Shop to put together a holiday shopping extravaganza.
It was for my dad.
Anytime you could put a smile on these kids' face, especially around this time of the year, my job is done.
Children from homeless shelter programs were the beneficiaries of some tremendous holiday cheer.
Want me to try it on for you?
No.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And overall, big picture, they're sitting pretty. What's left?
Well, there's a lot of work to do still. And, Bill talked about it all week. And, the Jets have been competitive in some games. These two games are very important games because you can't just assume that Denver's going to slip up just because they have a tough game at Cincinnati. The Patriots, if they want to get where they want to go, they want to get that number one seed, lock it down and make sure everything goes through here. You got to win two football games.
What's left? I mean, the idea of the AFC playoffs coming through your home stadium,
yes,
based on the success that the Patriots have had at Gillette Stadium, that is huge in terms of what's left, Steve. I think that's a major difference if you're talking about potential Super Bowl appearance versus going on the road, most likely. Mm-hmm. Have to go to Denver, let's say. That would be tough to do.
They've won the AFC's title. They've won 9 out of the last, 10 games? I believe it is. Are they playing their best football? Would you say this team is playing...
Yeah.
Well, you say no. Not even close?
Go ahead, Mike.
I'll lead it off. I mean, I go to halftime of this game against the Dolphins, and I start thinking to myself, have people figured out this offense? I mean, going back to the Packers game and then the Chargers, I didn't think the offense was very good in that game. And then the first half of the Dolphins game, I mean, that was 8 quarters there where I looked at it and said, this is starting to look maybe a little bit similar to some past years where the offense sputtered in some really important games. So that would be my main concern,
quote
unquote, right now.
Yeah, and I know it's hard to say that when they have 41 points on the board, but I agree with Mike, and I think his overall point is the offense hasn't looked quite as sharp as it was. And I would even go back to even Detroit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They had 34 points that day against a very good defense. I think the Lions have a good defense, but I didn't think it looked quite as crisp as we've seen it. So I agree with Mike. I think that maybe, they looked like they tried to stretch the field a little bit in the first half, and I think they had some opportunities to do so. They couldn't connect on them. So I look for that the last couple of weeks. Can they get a guy like Brian Timms that one rep and maybe connect on that? And, they had a couple of opportunities for Gronkowski and for Edelman. I think some of those big plays might open up the defense because I think right now people are sort of sitting down and compressing the field on them a little bit, and they're slowing them down.
The other point I would make defensively, because we just touched on the offense, was the last 3 games, I think cornerbacks other than Revis and Browner, and I'm going to put Browner's penalty situation to the side here. I know some people have talked about that. Teams have targeted them, and with some success. Green Bay, of course, we remember, no one could cover Devontae Adams in that game initially. And then in this last game, first play, Malcolm Butler on Mike Wallace, and they go right to it. That's another area I would look to.
They're finding the other guys. Wallace had 100 yards. Jarvis Landry, I believe, had 99. And they're finding who's not getting guarded by Revis or Browner. Let's see if we can exploit that.
Jets, this is their Super Bowl. Should we be worried at all about this Jets team?
It all stems from how well you play against the run. They've been very good against the run for a long time now. It's sort of been under the radar. Those struggles that they had early in the season, we talked about the offensive line and some of those things that they couldn't do. But people forget that the 200 yards rushing they allowed. By the way, this is one of the teams that did it early on in the season. That hasn't happened. And unless the Jets can come in there, at the Meadowlands and run the ball 35, 40 times and control the clock, I don't think the Jets can treat it as a Super Bowl and scare the Patriots. But they are capable. And Belichick has talked about how close a lot of their games have been. They can do that.
Think of those big guys, the Wilforks, the Branches, up front. They're going to have to play sturdy against the run. And to me, I think the Jets have played hard for Rex Ryan. They're 3-11 and not very good team, but it's not for lack of effort.
Prediction time. What do you got?
I like the Patriots to get ahead and make sure that the Jets can't control the ball. And maybe the score's a little bit down. I'm still have my questions that Mike talked about on offense. I'll say 27-10.
Yeah, Jets very good stopping the run, ranking third or fourth in the league in average yards per rush. So I think they'll do a good job against the Patriots running game, force them into passing situation, give them some problems, Steve, but I'll go Patriots 23-20 in a close game.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. All right. Great job as
Mike
usual.
Always has close games.
Of course.
Hey. I'm never worried. He's always worried.
He knows how to pick them, though. All right, guys, thank you. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Happy holidays, everyone. Have a great week.